Welcome to part four of a special Christmas audio extravaganza, Highly Favored. It is a production of 1010 Thrive. In our previous episode, Joachim and Anne dedicated their daughter Mary to the service of the Lord, marveling at the miraculous blessing she is to their lives. Meanwhile, Herod the Great, distressed by messianic prophecies, begins plotting against any potential challengers to his throne. As Mary grows, the shadow of political unrest looms. But Joachim and Anne focus on raising her in righteousness and faith, preparing her for a life of devotion to God. Some years have passed, and today, Nazareth hums with the quiet activity of a small village. The sun rises over the rolling hills, casting long shadows across Joachim and Anne's modest home. Inside, Anne smooths the folds of a simple dress she has woven for her daughter, Mary. The child darts around the room with innocent curiosity, her large eyes lighting up at the mention of a wedding journey.
Tell me again, Gimma, how will I know that the celebration has started?
You'll hear the music and shouting as the procession nears the house. Then the bride will go outside and groom will take her by the hand, and we will walk back to his house.
Joachim, steady and practical, loads their provisions onto a small donkey. This is no ordinary trip. They are traveling to the hill country for the wedding of Elizabeth, the daughter of Anne's first cousin, and Zechariah, a young priest from the temple in Jerusalem. The two families have long shared stories of God's faithfulness, and this union is a cause for joy. Yet the times are dark, and joy feels fleeting under the oppressive reign of Herod, whose cruelty is whispered about in every corner of Judea.
I miss cousin Elizabeth.
Yes, it's been some time since we last saw her. It will be good to see her and her mother, Rebecca.
The journey from Nazareth to the hill country is long and arduous. Mary rides on the donkey, her small hands clutching Anne's arm as Joachim walks beside them, guiding the way. Along the path, they encounter fellow travelers, some concerned about bandits, others quietly lamenting the state of the nation under Herod's reign. As they journey, Anne speaks to Mary of her family's hope.
Rebecca and I have always been like sisters, and Elizabeth is her pride and joy. Just like you are to me. You are a gift, Mary. Just as this wedding brings joy to our hearts, we pray that God will one day bring comfort to Israel, healing our land and setting our people free. Perhaps even a Messiah.
In the chill of winter's night, we gather near our heart's delight. Softly glow the candlelight, and hope is born anew. Snowflakes dance on silver air in the stillness of our prayer, guiding us to love and care, a promise bold and true. Hope's bright star will lead the way through the dark to break of day. Every heart will find its stay in the light that we pursue. With each song and each embrace, we can find a resting place. Unity in every face as hope guides us through the cold and biting frost, giving warmth to those who lost, bringing cheer at any cost, our spirits to renew. Evergreen, both tall and fair, keeps the promise that we share, symbol of the love we bear, a light we all can view. In the hearth the fire burns, tales of old we take our turns. Every story teaches yearns for the dawn we see. Children's laughter fills the air, breaking silence, heavy glare. With their joy and with their care, hearts are lifted free. Hope's bright star dark to break of day. Every heart will find its stay in the light that we pursue. With each song and each embrace, we can find a resting place. Unity in every face as hope guides us through. Now we see the morning rise, light upon the open skies, turning tears from all our eyes into joy so true. desire's message clear and strong. Love's embrace where we belong, in our souls a sacred song, forever to renew.
Joachim, ever cautious, interrupts their musings.
We must speak carefully, Anne. There are ears everywhere, even among travellers. Herod tolerates no talk of hope beyond his rule.
Anne nods, glancing warily at a shadowy figure walking several paces behind them. A man cloaked in dark robes who seems to listen more than he speaks. The hill country comes alive with celebration as families gather for the wedding. Elizabeth, radiant in her bridal garments, embraces Anne warmly. Mary, wide-eyed, clings to Anne's skirt, mesmerized by the music, dancing, and laughter. Zechariah, dignified yet kind, welcomes Joachim with a firm handshake.
Elizabeth's eyes like stars in the night. Zechariah's love burning so bright. Their story told under the ancient sky. Hope for a savior can't be denied. Dancing in the moonlight, they twirl. Promises woven amidst the swirl. Hearts united in ancient song. A future where all will belong.
Whispers of a child foretold. Gleaming hopes under moonbeams. Through the love, a path they pay for a world to be saved. Laughing in the temple court, faith like a mighty fort. From their loins a blessing flows, in their hearts the secret.
As the feast progresses, talk turns to the plight of Israel. Zechariah, seated near the elders, speaks with measured reverence.
The scriptures remind us that God's promises are sure. The prophet Isaiah wrote of one who will bring light to the darkness. We must remain faithful, even in these troubled times.
The mention of the Messiah brings murmurs of agreement, but also cautious glances. The shadowy traveler from the road has joined the celebration, lingering near the outskirts of the gathering. Anne tightens her hold on Mary, her motherly instincts suspicious of the stranger. As the wedding festivities wind down, Joachim urges Anne and Mary to rest. They will leave at first light to avoid drawing attention. The shadowy figure has disappeared, but his presence leaves a lingering unease. The return journey is quieter, reflective. Mary, drowsy from the excitement, leans against Anne as the donkey plods along. Joachim recites softly from the Psalms, a prayer for God's protection and deliverance. When they finally reach Nazareth, the familiar sights bring a sense of relief. Anne tucks Mary into her small bed, whispering a prayer of gratitude. Yet her thoughts linger on Zechariah's words and the shadowy figure.
Joachim, do you think we will live to see the Messiah?
If not in our time, then in Mary's. God's promises endure.
Outside their modest home, the same shadowy figure appears briefly on the horizon, watching from a distance before melting into the darkness. For now, their family is safe, but the world remains fraught with danger and longing, a world waiting for the light of a promised savior. To be continued.